Good morning and a happy new year. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. I'm Larry Moore, Director of Music Ministries. It's a pleasure to welcome you here this morning on the first day of 2012. What a great way of starting the new year, but to meet and to respond to God's call. Today is a very special service. It is the Wesley Covenant Renewal Service. You will hear more about that as we go through the service today, but it is a service that I have celebrated a few times, and it is extremely meaningful, and I hope that to me, and I hope that it is meaningful to you as well, and that it can become a tradition here at Main Street. Please notice the announcements that are on the back of the bulletin. I'll call your attention to one special announcement that the gatherings will begin this coming Wednesday, and we are asking for everyone to please renew their reservations for 2012 or for the spring of 2012 so that we make certain that we have meals prepared for everyone. Not too much food and not too little food. As I mentioned, the service this morning John Wesley created, and his brother Charles actually wrote a special hymn for it, and it will be the first hymn that we sing this morning. The heart of the service is the Wesley Covenant Prayer. And as you leave at the end of the service today, I'll ask as many of you as can to exit through this door, because we have a gift for you this morning. You will have an opportunity to get one of the following. It is either a pocket card or a bookmark with the Wesley Covenant Prayer. I carry this in my wallet, and in times when I am feeling not exactly quite right and feel like I need to do a rededication of my life and to put things in perspective, I take this out and I read it. And as I said, I hope it is a meaningful service for you, as it has been for many people throughout the many generations of the Wesley Methodist movement. You are also encouraged to keep the insert that is in the bulletin this morning. There is a special insert, and you will notice that there is an opportunity for you to even sign and date the covenant that you are making. Now, don't panic. We're not asking you to turn that in. That is just an agreement between you and God that as we move into this new year, you will dedicate yourself to His will. Thank you again for being here this morning. Now, please prepare your hearts and minds for worship. Please stand and join me in this morning's call to worship. Come, let us join ourselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant, which will never be forgotten. Every person must recognize their sinful condition and remember that they cannot experience forgiveness outside the grace of God.
They must acknowledge their Join with me, please, as we pray the prayer of invocation as found in your bulletin. O God,
touch all our hearts. You have formed us as a people and claimed us for your own. As we come to acknowledge your sovereignty and grace and to enter anew into covenant with you, reveal any reluctance or falsehood within us. Let your Spirit impress your truth on our innermost being, and receive us in mercy for the sake of our mediator, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Today, we celebrate the covenant renewal service. This service comes to us through John Wesley, the forefather of our theological tradition. For him, what it meant to be a mature disciple of Christ was joining of believers in a covenant to serve God with all our heart, with all our soul. He urged his Methodist followers to renew at every point our covenant, that the Lord should be our God. On August the 11th, 1755, Wesley refers to an occasion when he conducted a service that provided opportunity for persons to make or renew that covenant with God. Listen to this account from his daily journal.
I mentioned to the congregation another means of increasing serious religion, which had been frequently practiced by our forefathers, namely, the joining in a covenant to serve God with all our heart and with all our soul. I explained this for several mornings, and on Friday many of us kept a fast to the Lord, beseeching him to give us wisdom and strength to make a promise unto the Lord our God and keep it. On Monday, August 11, I explained once more the nature of such an engagement and the manner of doing it acceptably to God. At 6 in the evening, we met for that purpose. After I had recited the tenor of the covenant proposed, all those who desired to give testimony to their entrance into this covenant stood up, to the number of about 1,800 persons. Such a night I scarce ever saw before. Surely the fruit of it shall remain forever.
It is important that we recognize our continuing need for confession. We have tended to connect confession only to the moment of turning to Christ for the first time. But Scripture validates, and Wesley affirmed, even the Christian's need for a periodic prayer of confession as well. In Wesley's own words, the most holy among us is subject to 1,000 infirmities which spring from our fallenness. Our shortcomings and human failings need the atoning blood of Christ as well as our properly so-called sins. According to the Apostle Paul, all of us must live daily, recognizing our need of the cleansing work of Christ. Today, we recognize again not only our great need for the grace of God, but our need to express our community covenant and our personal covenant.
that in 2012 we will love and serve the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Please join in the unison prayer of confession as found in the bulletin. Praying together, God of love, in gratitude for your gracious deeds, we look to the coming new year for renewal. You have made us your children. Now we ask for your help in turning our lives toward you. Make us thankful people, praying in all we do. Free us to sing with joy the psalms and hymns of praise. Teach us to forgive as Christ forgave us. Show us the way of compassion, kindness, and patience. Give us grace to let the people of Christ live in our hearts. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's have a moment of silent prayer as we think about our confessions and our needs, maybe our shortcomings, and also to pray for God's guidance as we open our hearts to new visions, new hope, new direction for 2012. Let's have a moment of silence. Let us join together in praying the prayer that our Father, our Lord, taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, verses 31 through 34. Attend now to a reading of God's word. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The epistle reading for today is from the 12th chapter of Romans, the first two verses. Listen again for God's word to us. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The gospel lesson is found in the gospel according to John. Begin reading with the first verse of the 15th chapter. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. There is not a sermon this morning as such, as we are celebrating the covenant service. And so I invite you to continue in the insert. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Christian life is redeemed from sin and consecrated to God. Through baptism, we have entered this life and have been admitted into the new covenant of which Jesus Christ is a mediator. He sealed it with his own blood that it might last forever. On the one side, God promises to give us new life in Christ, the source and perfecter of our faith. On the other side, we are pledged to live no more for ourselves, but only for Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. From time to time, we renew our covenant with God, especially when we reaffirm the baptism covenant and gather at the Lord's table. Today, however, we meet as the generations before us have met, to renew the covenant that binds us to God. Let us make this covenant of God our own. Commit yourselves to Christ as his servants. Give yourselves to him that you may belong to him. Christ has made services to be done. Christ has many services to be done. Some are more easy and honorable. Others are more difficult and distasteful. Some are suitable to be our inclination and interest. Others are contrary to both. In some, we may please Christ and please ourselves. But then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves
It is necessary, therefore, that we consider what is meant to be a servant of Christ. Let us, therefore, go to Christ in prayer. Let me be your servant under your command. I will no longer be my own. I will give myself to your will. Be satisfied that Christ shall give you your place and work. Christ will be the Savior of none but His servants. He is the source of all salvation to those who obey Christ, who have no servants except by consent to all that He requires. Christ will be all in all, or will be nothing. Confirm this as a holy covenant. To make this covenant a reality in your life, listen to these admonitions. First, set apart some time, more than once, to be spent alone before God. To seek earnestly God's special assistance and gracious acceptance of you. In careful thinking through all the conditions of the covenant. In searching your heart, whether you have already freely given your life to Christ, consider what your sins are. Consider the laws of Christ, how holy, strict, and spiritual they are, and whether you, after having carefully considered them, are willing to choose them at all. Be sure you are clear in these matters. See that you do not lie to God. Second, be serious in a spirit of holy awe and reverence. Third, claim God's covenant. Rely upon God's promise of giving grace and strength so you can keep your promise. Trust not on your own strength and power. Fourth, resolve to be faithful. You have given to the Lord your hearts. You have opened your mouth to the Lord. You have dedicated yourself to God. With God's power, never go back. And last, be then prepared to renew your covenant with the Lord. Fall down on your knees. Lift your hands toward heaven. Open your hearts to the Lord as we pray. O righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see me as I fall down before you. Forgive my unfaithfulness in not having done your will. For you have promised mercy to me if I turn to you with my whole heart. God requires that you shall put away all your idols. I here, from the bottom of my heart, renounce them all, coveting with you that no known sin shall be allowed in my life. Against your will, I have turned my love toward the world. In your power, I will watch all temptations that will lead me away from you. For my own righteousness is riddled with sin, unable to stand before you. Through Christ, God had offered to be your God again, if you would let Him, before all heaven and earth. I here acknowledge you as my Lord and God. I ask you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
for my portion and vow to give up myself, body and soul, as your servant, to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life. God has given the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way and means of coming to God. Jesus, I do here on bended knees, accept Christ as only and sincerely join myself in a covenant with Him. O blessed Jesus, I come to you, hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, and naked, unworthy even to wash the feet of your servants. I do here with all my power accept you as my Lord and renounce my own worthiness and view you are the Lord, my righteousness. I renounce my own wisdom. Take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law. Christ has told you that you must suffer with him. I do here covenant with you, O Christ, to take my lot with you as it may fall. Through your grace, I promise that neither life nor death shall part me. God has given holy laws as a rule of your life. I do here put my neck under your yoke to carry your burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. I therefore take them as a rule for my words, thoughts, and actions, promising that I will strive in order for according to your direction and not allow myself to neglect anything. The Almighty God searches and knows your heart. O God, you know that I make this covenant with you today without guilt or reservation. If any falsehood should be in it, guide me and help me to set it right. And now, glory be to you, O God, my Father, whom I from this day forward shall look upon as my God and Father. Glory be to you, O God the Son, who have loved me and washed me from my sins in your own blood, and now is my Savior and Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God, Holy Spirit, who by your almighty power have turned my heart from sin to God. O mighty God, the Lord omnipotent, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become my covenant friend, and I, by your infinite grace, have become your covenant servant. So be it, and let the covenant I have made on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen. You are advised to make this covenant not only in your heart, but in words, and not only in word, but in writing. Therefore, with all reverence, lay the service before the Lord as your act and deed. And when you have done this, sign it. Then keep it as a reminder of the holy agreement between God and you, that you may remember it during thoughts and doubts and temptations. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithes and offerings.
You may be seated. Lift up your hearts and give thanks to God. Blessed are you, O God, who with your word and Holy Spirit created all things and called them good. In Jesus Christ, your word became flesh and dwelt among us. And through Jesus' suffering and death, you took upon yourself our sin and death, and destroyed their power forever. You raised from the dead the same Jesus who now reigns with you in glory and poured upon us your Holy Spirit, making us the people of your new covenant. On the night before meeting with death, Jesus took bread. Gave thanks to you, blessed it, and broke it, and said, "This is my body given for you. And after supper, he took the cup. He blessed it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, drink from this. This is the blood of the new covenant shed for you and for many." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, on these gifts, that in the breaking of this bread and the drinking of this wine we may know the presence of the living Christ and be renewed as a body of Christ for the world, redeemed by Christ's blood, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at your table forever. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. I do remind you that, as John Wesley said, "If your heart is as my heart, give me your hand." We, as United Methodists in faithfulness to the Wesleyan tradition, do not bar the altar rail from those who are not of the same faith group as us. But we extend to you these elements of bread and wine as an extension of God's grace. You, if you are here today and you are not a part of this fellowship or not a United Methodist, you are welcome to come to this altar. Lee is going to come and to assist me, and after you take the communion and you would like to kneel, you may certainly kneel. We are practicing intinction, and if you happen to put the bread in your mouth, just go ahead and eat it. We'll give you another piece of bread. And don't take it out of your mouth and dip it, please, in the cup. But anyway, so Lee, if you would come. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. New Testament, Christ's blood shed for you. You serve me. Amen. Thanks be to God. Blood shed for you.
Testament and Christ's blood shed for you. You've done us all. Your Testament and Christ's blood shed for you. Your Testament and Christ's blood shed for you. New 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 Testament of 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 Christ's blood shed for you. New Testament, Christ's blood shed for you. New Testament, Christ's blood shed for you. New Testament, Christ's blood shed for you. The New Testament and Christ's blood shed for you. Testament of Christ's blood shed for you. The New Testament of Christ's blood shed for you. 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 The New Testament of Christ's blood shed for you. New Testament and 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 Christ's blood shed for you. New Testament of Christ's blood shed for you. The New Testament of Christ's blood shed for you. New Testament in 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 Christ's blood shed for you. Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. New 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 Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. The New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. 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 The New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. 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 The New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. 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 The New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. 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 The New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. The New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. 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 The New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. The New Testament in Christ's blood shed for you. 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 New Testament Christ's blood shed for you. Okay, go back to Frank. New Testament Christ's blood.
Before our closing hymn, let me remind you that if you exit through these doors, we have a pocket card or a bookmark that contains the Wesley Covenant Prayer. We may not have made quite enough for the congregation this morning. What a wonderful surprise to see what a great attendance on January the 1st. If we happen to run out, we will make more and we'll make them available through the office. Our closing hymn is number 117, O God, our help in ages past.
Join with me, please, in our benediction as printed in your bulletin. Holy Trinity, outgoing, sending, send us in your name and in your image. Grow in us your delight in others, difference and variety. Inspire in us your unity of loving purpose. Instill in us your joy in receiving and giving. Build between us relationships that practice peace. And because we and our world are bent and broken, wounded and willful, sinned against and sinning, build between us the longing to hear truth spoken in love. Inspire in us determination to stay in covenant with you and with each other, and grow in courage to risk teaching in love to their enemy and the stranger, through Jesus Christ, the crucifier and risen.